Mike Tenora now joins us from T-Storm Weather in Chicago to take a look at the weather forecast. Hey, Mike, thanks for being here today.
Great being here, Todd. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to begin today, Mike, in the Southern Hemisphere, where I know you've told us in recent weeks that it's been awfully dry in Argentina. Can you tell me about conditions on the ground today?
Well, it has been drier than normal in Argentina for a while. They did see some decent rainfall last week and a little bit more earlier this week. But if we wait out where it rained by where the crops are grown, you'll notice that some of the key areas missed out on some of that rainfall. So we still need quite a bit more as we move forward. There is not a whole lot on the horizon over the next 10 days. And because of that, we're a little bit concerned that we're not looking at an ideal situation for corn and sunflower planting. That is beginning now, and it will continue over the next 4 to 6 weeks. And if we don't start to see some better rains later this month and in October, then we'll have to start thinking about what that dryness means for crop development. At this point, we're still watching it because we did see a little bit of rain last week. But again, there's not much on the horizon for at least 10 days. And that will create a situation where we need more rain later this month and then into October.
As you go northward across South America, does it continue to be a problem, the dryness that is?
Well, it does once you get outside of Rio Grande do Sul. That state has received some rainfall over the last week, and they'll continue to receive a little bit more going forward. And that includes a little bit of the first crop corn. But as you move north into Santa Catarina, Paraná, and then points to the north, it will stay dry over the next 10 to 14 days. Now, that's pretty typical for the northern half of Brazil's growing belt because they don't move into the rainy season until basically 3 to 4 weeks from now. So that's not all that much of a problem. But in and adjacent Paraná, they should be receiving rains year-round, similar to what we might see in the United States. And the lack of rain over the last 2 to 3 weeks, while not entirely a problem, will become more notable with time because we can see that not much is on the immediate horizon. So that also creates a situation where, yes, we can be planting corn right now, but we're going to need to see a better weather pattern later on, or that's going to be a story that we need to think about. That also is, again, a little bit later into the future before we become worried about it, but it certainly is something that we're watching with rains needed in and near Paraná.
Switching to the Northern Hemisphere, farmers in the Black Sea area, Ukraine and Russia, will be dealing like farmers in the rest of North America with corn harvest and also with wheat seeding this fall. What are conditions like in that part of the world?
Well, we're very concerned about what's been taking place there. It's been a lot drier than normal over the last 60 to 90 days. And more importantly than that, there's no rain on the horizon over the next 10 days or maybe even the next 14 to 20 days. There's just not much in the way of rainfall because a large and very warm upper level high is in place. And so even though the lack of rain at this time of the year is generally favorable for wheat planting, this is not the ideal setup because we eventually need some rain for establishment. Now, one of two things can go wrong later on. Either we don't see the rains later this month or in October, and that leaves us with a weakly established wheat crop across the key export area of the world. The other concern would be if the cold season were to start earlier than normal. Now, they've been way warmer than normal for most of this year, and there's no sign of that letting up at the moment. And even if we go back the last many years, they always have been warmer than normal for whatever reason. So there isn't a real reason to think that we're suddenly going to turn cold in October, but historically that has happened. So we have two things to think about, and we basically need it to stay warm and we need it to rain, or this will become a bigger story with time as we move into the fall.
Here in the United States, what are you watching?
Well, we saw a lot of rain this week in the plains, and that was pretty well timed for hard red winter wheat. It's going to dry out and turn a lot warmer as we move forward, and so that will create a pretty ideal setup for planting of wheat later on next week and into next weekend. In the Corn Belt, we finally saw some rains that have eased drought. The timing of that is the big question. How much did the soybean crop benefit from that rain, which would have been much more beneficial many weeks ago? Well, we still have some more rain on the way for parts of Iowa, Missouri, and nearby areas of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota over the next few days. So it will stay a little bit wet across the western half of the Corn Belt. We'll be turning a lot warmer for everybody as we move into the weekend. And then once we get into next week, high temperatures will be back into the 70s and 80s with lows back into the 50s maybe even 60s at times. So looking a lot better for early corn harvesting and early soybean harvesting once we get into next week, with again just a little more rain between now and then in the western areas.
Hey, thanks so much for spending the time with us today. I do appreciate that.
Yeah, great being here. We got through a lot of stuff, and we'll see where we stand next week.
You betcha. That, of course, is Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois.